Nothing happening. Nick Brandon squeezed one eye shut and sighted down the scope of his sniper rifle. No sign of the target.
Jesus H. Christ.
Came the frustrated reply over the comm.
Where the fuck is this bastard?
A bead of sweat trickled down Nick's neck. He ignored it, since it was only one of many that had soaked the cotton of his t-shirt and made him damp beneath the desert ghillie suit. Discomfort was part of the job. Ignoring it was a necessary survival skill. Wish I knew. Hell yeah, he wished he knew. He'd been in position for days now, in a bombed-out building in one of Kurim's distant towns. The fighting still raged in this war-torn land, in spite of the fact they'd neutralized Alamad months ago. It had eased up for a while, buoyed on the reforming spirit of the new king and his promises to the people, and then fell apart again as other factions took advantage of the Freedom Force's confused and fractured leadership to fill the void and continue the civil war. Perhaps it wouldn't matter so much to the rest of the world if there weren't a giant fucking uranium mine in the middle of the conflict. At least it was heavily guarded by an international peacekeeping force. But that was small comfort when it was still technically in a war zone. Now that the Freedom Force was regaining strength, the whole fucking thing was a fresh nightmare. But this mission, if it went well, would help to stifle their regrowth. At least for a little while.
Checking with HQ. Hold tight, man.
Copy. Nick sighed as he put down the sat phone and rotated his neck to pop out the kinks. His spotter looked up from the floor where he'd taken a few minutes to catch some sleep. It was odd to think of doing this job without Jack Hunter. But Jack was on assignment elsewhere these days. Being married to a pop star changed a guy's life, apparently. Though, if Jack were still here, Nick would be the spotter instead of the sniper. He liked being the sniper. Dexter Double D Davidson rubbed his hand over his head. Man, what a dream. Did it involve naked girls and swimming pools? Dex grinned. Not quite, but that would have been a good one too. Nick scanned the area once more. A donkey meandered down the street on one end while a woman in full burqa shuffled along on the other. He focused on the woman, watching her sharply for a minute before deciding she was exactly what she appeared to be. Her face was hidden behind the burqa, but she didn't move like a man. She had a basket slung over her shoulder that seemed to contain a few meager dates and some rice so far as he could see. She was clearly hurrying to get out of the street before anyone noticed her. This town was about half inhabited anymore, but the ones holding on were determined to stay and make as normal a life as possible in the midst of a war. It would be far more convenient if no one were here at all, but war wasn't about convenience. Nick watched the woman until she disappeared down the street, and then he sank down against the wall and pulled water out of his pack. He took a sip and then capped it and put it back. "Why don't you take a nap? I'll watch for our tangos for a while." Nick yawned. "Yeah, I'd like that." Dex lifted his scope and crawled into position in the opening in the wall. Nick had just closed his eyes, looking forward to 20 minutes or so of uninterrupted shut-eye, when something rumbled deep in his chest. He opened his eyes again, certain he was imagining things. But Dex was peering intently at something. "Trucks," he muttered. "Mile away, coming toward us." Nick scrambled back up. "Could be our guy," he said, sighting down his own scope. It was the first interesting thing to happen in days now, and his adrenaline spiked as he imagined completing this mission and bugging the fuck out. "Can't tell yet." They waited, watching the trucks that bristled with armed men, and then the column turned and drove north. Far in the distance, Nick could see a dust cloud making its way south. More trucks, no doubt. His heart thumped with excitement. "I think this is our meeting. But they aren't coming to the town." Dex was busy with calculations. "Almost 2,800 yards when they converge." "Damn," he breathed. "We'll make it,"